interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
John, I'm going to give you a couple thieves here. I think the first one has a little more going for him maybe than the second one, but they're both kind of knuckleheaded. There's a guy in Tokyo, Kensuke Nakanishi, 28-year-old guy, and last week he scaled to the top of a 6-story building, climbed onto the roof, tied a piece of rope to the railing, dropped over the side, and then used the rope to rappel down the side of the building. Remember, he's 6 stories up. He went down about 16 feet with no safety harness, nothing like that, just hanging from a rope, broke the window, and went inside, all in an effort to steal Pokemon cards. And he didn't even get the most valuable ones. He got away with about $9,000 worth of cards and another $2,400 in cash. So, I mean, you know, he's up over 10 grand.
It's a $10,000 haul. That's not bad.
Yeah. Cops caught him when they looked through the security camera and identified him. He told them he stole the cards to pay off some debt and that he was in his high school's rock climbing club. So he wasn't afraid of heights.
And put the skills to use.
Yep. At least he used a little bit of what he learned in high school.
Well, there's a problem right now with the giraffe species in the world. They are described as a vulnerable species right now. Reduction in population over the past many years. But you know who you don't blame for that? Malcolm. Malcolm is the man at the Miami Zoo. And Malcolm is responsible for a couple of baby giraffes who just came into the world in the last week from different mamas. Malcolm's mama number one is Mia, and mama number two is Zuri. And Malcolm got in there, and he did just like Kwame at the Woodland Park Zoo. He's a hired gun. He comes in and gets the job done with the girls, and he did. He's got two kids now out of this deal. Monday, 6-year-old Zuri gave birth to a female calf, and Mia gave birth the other day. These calves weigh, one of them weighs 181 pounds.
Yeah.
At birth, Brad.
5-6 feet tall already.
Oh, my gosh. The other one was only 119.
Yeah, we learned a good bit about giraffes earlier, earlier in the week. When we learned about April, but they said, yeah, those things will fall like 5 feet face first when they're born, and that fall snaps the umbilical cord and like wakes them up to start breathing.
Malcolm is doing what he can to up the giraffe population in the world. He is only 4 years old, this guy, this young stud, so he's got plenty of years in front of him. We're going to leave it to Malcolm.
And, you know, we also learned that the pregnancy of a giraffe, the gestation period, is about 15 or 16 months. So, you know, even if he had gotten the one pregnant, you know, the baby wasn't going to be around for a year and a half or so.
So that's a long downtime there,
so,
man.
You know, then he just moves on to the next one, you know. Because there's nothing, no reward for it just yet.
Keep bringing the girls to Malcolm and he'll up the population.
And then finally, how about this guy? 35-year-old guy named Steve Moran. Maybe we'll just call him Moron. From Vero Beach, Florida. He was arrested last month for criminal mischief and taken to the county jail. Got out on a $1,000 bond. And while he was in the booking area getting discharged, he stole the webcam off one of the jail computers and slipped it into his pocket. The jail realized the camera was missing. The police investigated and figured out Steven stole it on his way out as he was discharged. He was arrested on Thursday, got out on bond again. I don't know if he took any more souvenirs on his way out, but got out, released out of jail, steal something on the way out, and go right back within a week.